L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Joey P. Joe Pizzapia, back with another video here at Fantasy Pros. And today, it's all about the league winners. That's right. These are the names that are going to carry you to your dominance in 2023. And sometimes league winners can come from all sorts of places. A few years ago, James Robinson was off the waiver wire. If you added him, you won your league, chances are. Sometimes it's the last player you draft. Sometimes it's a player as early as, say, a third round selection that you know that player is ready to break out and become a true superstar. These are the kind of players that can win you leagues. Even wide receivers that can jump a tier, being drafted as a wide receiver 3, but performing like a 2, or a 2 who performs like a 1. You get what I'm saying. So today we're going to go through the names in 2023 that have that potential to take you right to the mountaintop to win your fantasy gold. Before we get to those names, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to Fantasy Pros YouTube channel, because we've got all the incredible football content for you all season long, preseason, draft season, in season, you name it, we got it. And don't forget to click that little bell till it goes ding for notifications. So without further ado, here are the top 10 league winners for 2023. Let's kick things off with number 10 on our list, Anthony Richardson, quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. If there's one guy that could break the NFL, more specifically fantasy football, it's Anthony Richardson. The question is whether or not he can do that in his rookie season. He started just 13 games for Florida, but he is an extraordinary athlete, the likes of which we've probably never seen at the quarterback position. He is bigger than George Kittle. He is heavier than Hassan Reddick. His hand size is bigger than DeAndre Hopkins. And his vertical leap is higher than Davante Adams. So what does this all mean? Well, it means potentially that when you're looking at Richardson for 2023 in single quarterback leagues, he's definitely worth an investment. If you saw what Justin Fields did around those formats last year, he was definitely a guy that got you into many playoffs if you picked him up off the waiver wire. And in super flex formats, Justin Fields is a guy that absolutely puts you into the playoffs with the incredible run he had. And let's not pretend like Justin Fields was a prolific passer last year. What's interesting about the scenario with Anthony Richardson is head coach Shane Steichen, who comes over from Philadelphia, their former offensive coordinator who worked with Jalen Hurts and is probably going to put in a lot of good systems that will absolutely cater to the many, many physical strengths of Anthony Richardson. It's just whether or not he can pick up the rest of the intangibles of playing quarterback quick enough to really make an impact in fantasy, and whether or not he's starting week one. Regardless if it's super flex or single quarterback formats, Anthony Richardson has the ability to be a fantasy league winner in 2023 if everything breaks right. Number 9, wide receiver Elijah Moore of the Cleveland Browns. After a promising start in his rookie season, Elijah Moore, well, his stock went down last year in 2022, but that was large in part to the absolutely dreadful quarterback play of the New York Jets. He gets a second life now in Cleveland in an interesting spot where he can play all over the field. However, if Moore sees significant time in the slot role, that could mean a huge boon for his fantasy value. We already know he's got the talent for this role. Now it's a matter of the opportunity. And when you look at the way the Cleveland Browns are built here right now, they don't have a true pass-catching running back that's hanging out there who's going to eat up 60, 70 targets over a season. What does that mean? Probably throwing the ball a lot more in the hands of Deshaun Watson, regardless of what you thought of him last December when he did return from suspension. Even if Deshaun Watson makes semi-strides back to being the top five QB that he was in a previous life, Elijah Moore could see a lot of single coverage, a lot of targets, and could be a huge potential boom for you in PPR leagues. So keep an eye on Elijah Moore. If he sees 100 targets, he could be a league winner. Number 8, Jahmyr Gibbs, running back, Detroit Lions. Now, Jahmyr Gibbs is also a rookie who made this list, and the reason is he is filling a role that the Detroit Lions have tried to get going for the last few years, but DeAndre Swift's health just would not cooperate. Gibbs had an incredible college career at Alabama, and there's a chance that he could catch upwards of 60 balls this year. And if he does, that's going to be an incredible value for where he's being drafted currently. He won't necessarily see the goal line touches. That's why David Montgomery was brought into this backfield. However, if you look at the way this team is built, especially the first six games of the season, when they're already down a pass catcher in Jameson Williams in a wide receiver room that is a little thin, to be putting it mildly, Jahmyr Gibbs could fill that void, hit the ground running, and not look back. And if he does, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be a league winner in 2023. Number 7 on our list is Aaron Jones, running back of the Green Bay Packers. Now, not everybody who made this list is the young, exciting, up-and-coming rookie. Sometimes there's crusty old veterans like Aaron Jones that are being undervalued and underappreciated, and they can still win you a fantasy league too. When you're looking at Aaron Jones, this is a guy who's finished as an RB1 the last few years. In fact, last year in half PPR, he finished as RB9 and RB12 in fantasy points per game. He also caught almost 60 balls last year, and there aren't a ton of guys right now remaining on the Green Bay Packers with Alan Lazard gone as well to catch a lot of balls for the Green Bay Packers. That's where Aaron Jones comes in. And I understand maybe the shine is off him and people are giving Aaron Jones the side eye because they say, well, without Aaron Rodgers, how good can this Packers offense be? And yes, they'll probably take a hit year over year. But that doesn't mean that the Aaron Jones productivity, opportunity, and touches will all of a sudden vanish either. In fact, this offense probably has to be more run heavy and more Aaron Jones focused than it might have ever been in the past. So this is a great year in redraft to refocus on Aaron Jones, regardless of AJ Dillon's presence in that backfield as well, because Jones is going at a discount. And if you nail this right and you go ahead and you take early wide receivers, Aaron Jones can fill that RB1 spot for you and possibly win your league. Speaking of Packers, let's stay in Green Bay for the next guy on our list, and it's Christian Watson, wide receiver of the Green Bay Packers. Now, Watson certainly showed you some electric playmaking ability in 2022, and of course, we're all upset that he doesn't have Aaron Rodgers throwing to him anymore, and Jordan Love, of course, is going to be a downgrade from the Hall of Famer. But that doesn't mean we should forget about all the playmaking ability, the size, the speed, the touchdown upside of Christian Watson, because if you do, it's probably going to turn around and bite you. He was 12th in yards per route run and 3rd in fantasy points per route run in 2022, just as a rookie. And right now, he is absolutely going to be there as a low-end wide receiver 2 for you in most drafts, but he's going to have a lot of games where his wide receiver 1 upside. If he can realize that wide receiver 1 upside in a third to maybe even 50% of his games, then Christian Watson can make a significant impact on your fantasy teams in 2023. Let's take a quick break in the action from the list here to talk about how we can help you win all of your fantasy leagues, because we have the greatest tools in the history of the universe here at Fantasy Pros. And if you want to get a 1-year free premium upgrade to get the best of the best of the best tools on the planet, well, all you have to do is be a subscriber of our YouTube channel, drop a comment below, and click that little bell till it goes ding, because we're going to pick somebody every single month going forward to win a 1-year free premium upgrade to Fantasy Pros. And if you don't want to wait to win a contest, well, then go ahead to fantasypros.com/premium today and just sign up. That way you have all the tools for your draft, for your in-season management, and then you can embarrass all your friends with all your fantasy championships that you won.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
And now, back to the action. Number 5 on our list, J.K. Dobbins, running back for the Baltimore Ravens. Last year was a very frustrating season for those people who drafted J.K. Dobbins. He was coming back from an ACL surgery. Then a few weeks into the season, he needed another knee surgery. But when he came back at the end in his last five games, he averaged 6.6 yards per carry, 92 rushing yards, and 14 carries per game. That is what I'm talking about. Todd Monken is the new OC for the Baltimore Ravens, but that does not mean that this team is going to abandon the run altogether. No, no, no. If J.K. Dobbins is indeed healthy, the only people he's fighting with are basically Justice Hill and Gus Edwards for some carries. But J.K. Dobbins is clearly right now the lead back in an offense with a refocused, revitalized Lamar Jackson with more offensive weapons in the passing game than they've ever had potentially on this roster since Lamar Jackson's been there. And that all helps free up J.K. Dobbins. When you become a less predictable offense, you can become a more effective offense. And that's where J.K. Dobbins' upside lies. He's going to get the opportunity. He has the upside. And he showed you down the stretch run last year, he is ready and up for the task. So draft J.K. Dobbins, and I think you'll be very pleased in 2023. Number four, Keenan Allen, wide receiver of the Los Angeles Chargers. And I get it, everybody. We're all disappointed because Keenan Allen didn't work out last year because of some injuries. But let's not forget all the good that he did do on the field when he was healthy. In weeks 11 through 18, Keenan Allen was the wide receiver 4 in fantasy points per game. Let me say that again. He was the wide receiver 4 in fantasy points per game. The Chargers and Justin Herbert want to throw the football, and we understand that he is advancing in age. He's going to be 30 this season. But don't forget that Mike Williams never plays, and Keenan Allen is still the go-to wide receiver. He is going to have a massive target share in this offense again. It's just whether or not he can stay healthy. And because you're getting a discount this year after last year's disappointment, this is the perfect time to jump back into the Keenan Allen business at a discount for one more year in redraft leagues, because if you hit and Allen resembles anything close to that wide receiver 4 pace, you're going to have a league winner on your hands, my friend. Number three, Najee Harris, running back, Pittsburgh Steelers. Volume is king, and Najee Harris is getting that volume. Last year, he ranked 6th in opportunity share, 70%, and 8th in total touches at the running back position through the first 17 weeks of the season. And let me tell you, he's going to get the same kind of volume in 2023. The difference is, unlike his sophomore campaign, the offensive line has made some strides. They went out there and they drafted tackle Broderick Jones and signed 2 key guards in the offseason. So as long as this line improves year over year and Kenny Pickett makes even moderate strides at the quarterback position, after showing you some glimpses of hope in 2022, Najee Harris, who's being drafted basically as a fringe RB1/RB2, could end up being more like a top 10 or even top 5 running back if everything breaks right, he stays healthy, and continues to surge in this volume. Remember, it's not just about quality, it's also quantity. But there's a good chance Najee Harris does get both of those in 2023, and that would mean we'd get the best version of Najee Harris we've seen yet at the NFL level. And that's a Najee that I want on my roster. Number two, Justin Fields, quarterback of the Chicago Bears. Last year was a revelation for Justin Fields managers. If you plucked him off the waiver wire in single quarterback leagues, you were rewarded with a 1,000-yard rushing season and 8 rushing touchdowns. The question is, where can we go from here? Now, of course, Justin Fields was a little lacking in the passing department, but that wasn't all of his fault. Problems with the offensive line, a pretty bad wide receiver group, all of that contributed to him throwing for just 2,200 yards in 2022. But this year they did bring in DJ Moore and seem committed to a little bit more balance in the offense. If you look back to his Ohio State days, Justin Fields is a capable thrower of the football who has a big arm. It's just a matter of how much the Bears are going to let him air it out in 2023. But even a marginal improvement up to, say, 3,000 yards passing, that's not crazy to think about that he could hit. Well, that would mean an incredible value for him in fantasy. He's being drafted right now as the QB6 off the board outside the top 5. And that allows you to wait in drafts, see the quarterback run happen, jump into the Justin Fields business. And at the end of the day, if the rushing continues to be spectacular and the passing takes a step forward, you could have a top two or three quarterback in fantasy on your roster. So don't just target him in Superflex. Look for Justin Fields as well in single quarterback formats, and he might just win you a league. And the number one potential league winner in 2023, wide receiver Calvin Ridley of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I know it's been a hot minute since we've seen Calvin Ridley on the football field. He missed all of 2022 after a gambling suspension and only played five games in 2021. But I'm old enough to remember Calvin Ridley in 2020, and that year he had 90 catches on 143 targets for 1,374 yards and 9 touchdowns. Granted, that was for the Atlanta Falcons, but he's showing up on the doorstep of the Jacksonville Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence, one of the great emerging young quarterbacks in the league. And Trevor Lawrence finished as QB8 last year with a wide receiver core that consisted of Zay Jones, Christian Kirk, tight end Evan Ingram. So you can see why I'm excited about the potential for Calvin Ridley, who could be the first real alpha dog in this offense. But I get it. There is some risk that goes along with Calvin Ridley, but maybe not as much as you think. He's basically going as the 22nd wide receiver off the board, just outside of the top 50 overall players. And when you consider you can draft this guy as a late potential wide receiver too, and he might end up as a top 10 wide receiver, that's the kind of jumping of wide receiver tier that wins you leagues consistently. If you look back to his breakout season as well, he was going in a similar ADP, and because he had such an incredible return, he won a lot of leagues. So I'm looking for a repeat of that performance in 2023 from Calvin Ridley in his new home. So keep a close eye on him, draft him this year, and hopefully he's one of many players on this list who's going to win you your league in 2023. There you have it. Those are my top 10 league winners for 2023. I want to hear who yours are, so drop those names in the comments below. And remember, if you do throw those names in the comments, you also throw your hat in the ring for a one-year free premium upgrade to Fantasy Pros, the greatest tools on the planet. What a great idea. So drop those comments and don't forget to subscribe, because you got to be a subscriber in order to win the contest. So that'll do it for me, Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy duty rotisserie or rust resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.